So the protest will be taking place tomorrow, Thursday, the 21st of August, at the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. So that is at the DTIC. And there are three locations for this in South Africa: Pietermaritzburg in KZN, Pretoria in Gauteng, and then in Cape Town as well. And so the protest will be taking a place at all three locations at the same time, running parallel between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at the DTIC sites. And essentially, we're calling for an energy embargo. That's activists across the movement of pro-Palestine and also climate justice organizations and climate justice activists. They're calling for an energy embargo now. The reason for the urgency of this is given, I mean, it's layered, right? So you have one layer where you have South Africa representing this moral case and this case for morality for Israel to end the genocide at an ICC, ICJ level, an illegal international global mark being made there. But then in the background, South Africa sends about 1.6 million tons of coal to Israel, and that's since October the 8th, 2023. Plus minus 1.6 million tons of coal has been sent to Israel from South Africa. That is absolutely powering the Israeli grid, which is being used for militancy, genocide, and essentially affecting war. And so essentially, this is what the energy embargo is calling for, is to cut trade with Israel when it comes to the coal, when it comes to our energy, and being conscious, not just on a legal or moral level, but also practically on the ground and in terms of our resources. Not to even mention, all the consequences that this has for the environment, etc. But again, focusing on energy embargo now, it's a call to cut trade with our South African coal to Israel to stop funding or supporting, rather, the genocide and the power grid of Israel, essentially. And so the protests will be happening on the 21st of August, that is on Thursday, between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. in Cape Town, Pietermaritzburg, and Pretoria.